A massive fire destroyed their church on Christmas in 1896. 1 year later, we're told, on Christmas Eve 1897, a new church building was opened for its first service. And though we can't show you on radio the exquisite stained glass windows, the angels that hover above the congregation, the handsome stone of the substantial walls, we can evoke the space through sound, through the sounds of this organ echoing and filling St. Stephen's Episcopal Pro Cathedral in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Organist and choir master Canon Mark Laubach is performing at the Berghaus organ there, and we are invited to enter that space to celebrate the congregation's long tradition, a tradition even older than the building itself. This Friday evening, as an organist who has the privilege of filling the church where Johann Sebastian Bach performed, conducted, and prepared so much of his music, the Thomaskirche in Leipzig, Stefan Kiesling will perform at St. Stephen's Pro Cathedral to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the St. Stephen's congregation at 7:30. Mark Laubach paid a visit to the WVIA studios to introduce us to Kiesling and to the special anniversary.
This is a wonderfully exciting year for us. The congregation, not the building, but the congregation is celebrating 200 years. The Congregation of St. Stephen's was founded in 1817. In fact, the signing of the charter happened on October 9th. So we have a special Eucharist Mass on the 8th of October. The choir is doing the Haydn Little Organ Mass with John Michael Vida, Amy Iwazumi, Christiana Oppenheimer Vida playing strings with us. And we'll also do a Telemann setting of Psalm 117. Then we have big things happening on October 29th. Our bishop's coming in the morning for a 9:30 a.m. Mass, choral Mass. And then that afternoon at 5 o'clock, we have choral evensong. And our choir, the choir from our cathedral in Bethlehem, and its director, Stephen Williams, and some other guest singers, friends of the congregation and the choir. And we have commissioned a friend of mine, Robert Nichols, to write two new canticle settings, the evensong canticles of Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis, which will be premiering at that service. And Robert will be there from Evansville, Indiana, to conduct it and be with us. It's going to be a great day to celebrate a milestone in St. Stephen's history. And there are plenty of other things. Those are the three biggest things having to do specifically with the bicentennial.
And music has always been significant in the life of St. Stephen's.
Apparently so. I suspect from the time that the church was founded, I think the first organ was a hall in Labau. Interesting, Labau, close to Laubach, I suppose, but no relation. But from all accounts, it's always been a very important facet of the church's ministry.
You're here right now, having come back from New Jersey with a treasure.
Yes, I drove to Newark today to Sacred Heart Cathedral, which is a spectacular building, and heard my friend Stefan Kiesling play a recital at noon, and went to lunch afterward, and I've brought him back now. He is, as we speak, practicing for his recital here Friday night, the 29th of September at 7:30 p.m., and he's going to be playing works. First is Reger, Fantasy on Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, which is very special because this year also happens to be the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation. And I got to meet Stefan earlier this year on a trip that we took, a group of us from St. Stephen's, to see sites of the Reformation. And it was special for me because my father and two uncles were all Lutheran pastors. So this is all stuff that I learned from my dad in confirmation class, and all these historic sites. But the thing that really caught my eye on this trip was a day in Leipzig. An optional day. And so two other friends and I went to Leipzig And we made this connection with Stefan through another friend and former organ student, and he could not have been more hospitable. He would have let me play around on the two organs in the church, but the Bachfest was going on. But what a pity that, because we walked into the church, and there's the grave of J.S., and the Thomaner Chor was in the West Gallery with orchestra rehearsing the St. John Passion. And you can take the boy out of the Lutheran church, but you can't take the Lutheran church out of the boy. And I was having a misty moment right there. It was very moving. Well, Stefan, being so kind as he was and getting me into another church in Halle, a nearby city where Handel was born, I got to play a magnificent instrument there. I invited him to come here sometime, and he told me that he was already playing in Newark, in Schenectady, Albany, and Hickory College in North Carolina. And I looked at the calendar and I said, well, we could have you here to Wilkes-Barre. So he is coming here. He is playing the Reger, A Mighty Fortress Fantasy, which is a thrilling piece based on that great hymn, often called the Battle Hymn of the Reformation. And then after that, he will play the Sixth Organ Sonata of Felix Mendelssohn, who also has a connection to the Thomaskirche through his advocacy of Bach's works and his connection to the Gewandhaus in Leipzig. And the first movement of that sonata is based on a Lutheran chorale. And then finally we go from Germany to England, and a nice thing for St. Stephen's being an Anglican church. We hear the complete organ sonata, Opus 28 in G, by Edward Elgar. So it'll be a wonderful program and a great chance to show off all the colors of the St. Stephen's organ.
Mark, what are Stefan's responsibilities at the Thomaskirche?
His position is called assistant organist. So he basically assists the organist of the Thomaskirche. Ulrich Böhme is the organist there. He accompanies the choir on occasion, plays voluntaries, plays for liturgies. Occasionally he plays continual organ for the Gewandhaus Orchestra, but he does a lot of concertizing. I mean, he's gone all over the world, as far as Russia, Australia. He's going to Hong Kong soon. He's really venturing to have a very active performing career. But I asked him about being the organist or assistant organist of the Thomaskirche. How do you deal with that, with old J.S. buried right there, or supposedly, where they think that it's his bones that are buried there? And he says, you just don't try to think about it. You just do it. Because, you know, what can you do? He's there. He's everywhere, I guess. But it's a thrilling place to be, and we're thrilled to have him here. He's a delightful guest.
Mark, I know that many of our listeners look forward to hearing the music that you make possible for us to bring to our listeners each week on Music from St. Stephen's. Will we get to hear this recital?
Yes, it is going to be recorded for later broadcast, and so we hope to have that available to our listeners to Music from St. Stephen's.
Remind us again about the organ that Stefan will be performing, your treasure.
The original organ was a 1905 Austin, rebuilt in 1954 by the Aeolian Skinner Organ Company. And then in 2002, we had it completely overhauled by the Berghaus Organ Company in Chicago. And then the solo division was added in 2008. And it's just a magnificent instrument. We're so proud of it and pleased. And we work very hard to keep it in tip-top shape.
And proud to have any international organist come through,
yes,
and perform.
The great thrill for me, I mean, I play it week in, week out. And, you know, you kind of get into a groove with the way you relate to an instrument that you know intimately. But to have somebody else who's never been here, never played the instrument, to have them sit down and play things maybe a little differently than I might have thought, it's a great learning experience for me to hear what other people do.
Tell people where they can find more information?
The website, St. Stephen's, www.stephenswb.org. Or I think there are a number of things online that have information. Facebook has some information about the program. There's also a wonderful concert happening the next night, the Northeast Pennsylvania Chamber Music Society Colorful Clarinet Quintets. It's just a party a day at St. Stephen's.
Canon Mark Laubach speaking with us about the celebration of the 200th anniversary of the founding of the Congregation of St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Wilkes-Barre. There will be a series of events, as Mark told us. This Friday evening, tomorrow evening at 7:30, Stefan Kiesling, assistant organist of the Thomaskirche in Leipzig, Germany, where Bach served as Kapellmeister from 1723 until his death in 1750, and where his remains are buried. Kiesling's Wilkes-Barre recital is jointly sponsored by St. Stephen's and the Pennsylvania Northeast Chapter of the American Guild of Organists, and will feature works by Mendelssohn and Elgar, and Max Reger's Fantasy on a Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And we can hear that melody, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, right there. Stefan Kiesling performing tomorrow evening at 7:30 at St. Stephen's Episcopal Pro-Cathedral, 35 South Franklin Street in downtown Wilkes-Barre. For more information on the web, stephenswb.org, standing for St. Stephen's Wilkes-Barre.org, stephenswb.org.